Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, doctor.
I want to get line drive.
Hey, shoe fits. It's yours. That's it. It's your own shoe. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's...
But the main thing for me, I know, is honesty. Like,
yes.
Like, I lie.
Yeah.
But I'm honest about
no,
it.
No, you're not. What? It's not all negative. I said, God is good, blood.
That's what I want.
Goodness gracious. Smackable.
Yes.
I know.
And I run it.
Yeah, headphones, baseline, and chargers are a problem. But you see me, just so I know that people can't steal my shit, it's nasty, but I'll leave it.
You leave it gunky. Oh,
yeah.
That's disgusting.
Don't steal from me.
That's disgusting.
I'm a Martin Lawrence.
So now you're not going to steal from me, isn't it? Job done, isn't it?
Martin Lawrence said if he goes to jail, like, he won't wipe his bum.
Yeah.
So he makes sure, bro, everyone knows man's got a shit.
Disgusting.
Walk around with a saggy batty, bro.
Do you know what's more important than a headphone, than headphones and chargers?
What?
The extension for the headphones. Like, you know the iPhone 6.
The adapter thing.
Yes. That's more important.
Why?
Because
without that, you've got no headphones.
Even in cars, it's burial now.
It's mad. It's mad, bruv. Like, bruv, I lost that extension the other day. I almost fucking
screamed,
bruv.
The little white?
Yeah, okay. That thing's important. People are on the prowl for that. Like, I had to message in, like, you know your Slack or your Skype at work. I was like, bruv, has anyone seen my extension? Someone found it. And then someone, he goes, oh, yeah, Jay.
I hate those work emails.
It says, to all staffer. Can you imagine?
Nah, I'm done.
Don't email me that.
And they're asking for the silliest things. This is what you wasted a whole staff email for.
Then someone said, oh, you're lucky. James said, oh, I could do with that. I was like, fucking hell, bro. It's a dog-eat-dog world out here, bro.
I still, bro.
Honestly, bro.
What are you driving now? A Mercedes?
Oh, wow.
You start like that?
No, do you know what? Yeah, wow. You're actually not really funny, Fred, at all.
No, but what are you driving now, though?
I drive a Fiat 500 like the girls in Essex.
You always wanted to get Essex, didn't you?
No, I really... Okay.
What, did you?
No, I never did. I don't know where he's getting that from, Fred. Don't start.
Sarah, what do you drive?
A bike, currently.
What, a bicycle, yeah?
Mm-hmm. A BMX.
BMX. Spac Nation money, yeah.
BMX.
Oh, what, do you go Spac?
Spac Nation.
Do you go Spac?
I go Spac.
I go Spac too.
What Spac do you go to?
Alright, you see, this is what I don't like.
I ain't seen you.
Spac has got like 1,000 people in there, yeah? It'll have 1,000 people in the auditorium, yeah?
And then she'll say, what SPAC do you go to?
No, tell me, are you being for real?
Yes.
When did you last come service?
What, CC?
Hey, that's my fellowship. You know
secretly, CC? Man's heard it like once or twice, but I know that's what they say. CC, Croydon Cadet.
Croydon Cadet.
They got rid of Cadet and they're pagans for that. They're pagans for that. Now, when I go church, when I don't want to be a pagan, I feel like, you know, let me thank God. Let me actually go and learn something.
Okay.
Like, I pray every day. But when I think, let me learn something, I go SPAC. And obviously, it's around the corner.
Yay! You know what I'm saying? That's made me so happy.
But how come I say I go SPAC? And then what is it? Was it Kyra? She goes, oh, you better find another church to go to.
Wow, what's going on with SPAC? What's
obviously, on? SPAC has a lot of things attached to it.
Had a lot of heat.
A lot is attached to it.
We're fine. We've always been fine, but you know, bounced back.
What, SPAC got you driving a BMX?
Yeah.
Man, baby.
Life's
she's hard. Lying.
So, she this doesn't Mercedes drive a BMX. That you have.
Tammy, what car do I drive? What car do I drive, Tammy?
Bag.
Hold on. Which Mercedes do I? Hold on, Fred. What's your issue?
How much was your phone case?
Do you really want to know?
I'm curious.
What is Goyard?
No, you're putting me on. You're no, putting
I'm curious.
Me on,
how much was
honestly,
your phone case?
Honestly, it was £25.
And some day, tell me what the fuck
does
it
protect your phone? Because it's only plastic.
No,
like,
every
not
time
like...
it drops, it breaks a little bit. It's fine.
Oh, bam. I smashed my phone the other day.
Somebody listen to me, bruv.
Oh, what?
What is Goyard, bruv?
It's a designer, and they do like
it's more expensive than like Louis Vuitton.
Yeah, it's a bit more pricey.
It's a bit more pricey.
Yes, a bag.
The bag could be like $50k a bag.
Why do we? What
is that? About 50k, but
50k for a
bag. They're a bit pricey.
Why do we love designer so much?
Ask Sammy.
Hold on, why ask Sammy?
No, but obviously you like designer.
So does Fred.
So
I don't know you well enough to.
This is a question. This is a question for everyone, isn't it? I'm just saying, why do we like designer so much?
I like luxe items because it dresses up your outfit.
I think better quality as well.
Exactly.
Yeah,
Sarah. Do you know what I like doing? You know, on like payday, yeah.
Yeah.
I just like to go online
and see and look at shit you could buy, but you don't do it, innit? And you feel good about yourself.
And I just close it. I can afford that.
No, you do. You're like
cheeky window shop.
The other day, I was looking at like houses. I said, I could pay for that.
Yeah, why not?
Come on.
Yeah, I could drop a deposit on that if I really want. I will. What?
I will.
You know what
I'm going to.
Yeah, but I was always thinking, right, is it just because like when you get a bit of money, like, you know when some people say, I'm not going to change when I get money.
Yeah.
But these times when they got like a boost of like 5K of their pay, they went and went Louis. Like, they went Matt.
Yeah, they upgraded, didn't
they?
But I don't think there's
Louis.
Anything wrong with upgrading your lifestyle, though.
Nothing wrong with that.
As a kid, so now you've got money in your pocket. Yeah. As a kid, what is something that you always wanted that you got? That you finally got that.
Oh,
I think it was.
I didn't even get what I wanted, but
lubes.
I don't want it no more. The lubes, yeah. As a kid.
Do you know, I didn't know what lubes were when I was a child.
Yeah,
like, I really
lubes, to me, lubes is like 2014.
It's quite new-ish.
Yeah, I don't know about
that's
it.
That's what I'm saying.
I thought they were saying Louis Vuitton fast. So
I'd say Alfie or a car.
Alfie?
No,
yeah, LV. Oh, LV. I didn't hear about
or a car. Because the car was like a big deal for me.
Yeah, the car was the big deal.
And I just never thought,
and when I got it, it was like, yes.
The whip. Girls get whips early, though. Tell the truth, you get help from your
No, it's
it,
true.
I was like, my parents didn't put one penny into my whole drive.
Oh, no, I bought my own.
Test,
I bought my own car.
I bought everything for myself.
Yeah, I done everything myself.
No, I can't lie. Guys, yeah, guys normally get shagged, like, man, heads of girls getting, oh, my dad paid for it.
I wish my dad paid for it.
All that kind of stuff.
We'd be lucky.
What, driving? What did I get? My watch. When I got my watch, I was like, yeah.
What watch?
This iWatch, what? What, man can't strive
for
iWatch?
You didn't want that as a kid, bruv.
You didn't even exist until like last year.
Okay, all right, I'm playing. It wasn't iWatch. When I was a kid, I don't know. I think my point of view changed, bruv. Like, everything I wanted, I realised, you don't really want that, bruv. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I kind of get you.
You might have wanted a nice bike, and then you realise you
want
a new bike.
What you want now, like, do you really want it, like?
Yeah, I know what I want now, and I'm gonna want it for the next few years.
What do you want?
Wedding ring.
A house.
Oh, you know, I was repeat that last one. Ring.
It's all coming out now.
I don't mind if he wants to put 8K on the finger. I'm happy.
Oh, eight.
Yes, hon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking of like 2-3.
Which one is 2-3? Bye. Goodbye, hon.
Yeah.
Bye.
Two, three.
If he wants to put 8 on the finger, he can.
2-3.
No, I don't mind. But honestly, I'm not like bad with it. If he can afford it, then he can do it.
Fair enough.
So if he can afford 2-3, and you're
then that's what he can give me, and I will take it with. I will be happy with it.
She's gonna want upgrade
what would you,
later.
What would you rather? Because I was talking to one of my friends. He's 40 and married. Yeah, and he was like, he was stressed out that his marriage was on the brink of divorce. Talking, and he was like, he had someone that was like more fun, passionate, but toxic. Like, it was volatile, it was dangerous. Like,
for what, his wife?
No, no, not his wife.
Like, someone who was a girl outside? Piece.
No, no, like, he had before his wife.
Oh, right, all right, all right.
So, he was dating her, fucking, she was even married.
Oh, bye. Goodbye.
It's mad. The story, like, he, like, so they was living in a different country. He was married. No, she was married. They was working in the same building. Started fucking. Mm. Then stopped fucking because it was just a madness. She got divorced, so they started fucking again. Mm. But it was violent, arguing. Violent. But the sex was passionate and the love was there.
Oh, this sounds bye. Like power. This sounds like power.
They couldn't look after themselves. Yeah, yeah. So they broke up and he went mad. He left the country, like he moved to the UK. He moved, he couldn't hack it. He said, I'm out.
Some people, yeah, you would never think they'll do shit. Like, if you look at a man, you'll never think, oh, a girl could make you move, bro.
Honestly.
A woman can make
women
you
move. Women have so much power.
Serious power.
You lot are cunts, but pussy is powerful.
Wow. Hey, you're us now serious.
that's a slogan. You lot are C-U-N-T's, but the pussy powerful. Like, it's Lord. Mad. Man, so he's moved country.
He's cutting.
And now he's married with like, three utes, innit?
Mm. Kids. So,
all right, then.
Free kids. I hate that youth stuff. It actually is my pet peeve. No, please.
It's
do
a
not.
Word. Free pig.
Nah, we're not doing that. Nah, we're not doing that. Them.
So he moved here, got married, got three kids, and then but the marriage was like sometimes they're not talking, like they're just on 40 years old and they're on social media just not chatting to each other, just talking to other people in the house. And
no, you don't.
You're such a quitter.
How can you quit?
Already.
Because you guys don't have amazing conversation. You're going to just throw away your marriage.
The whole marriage. Well, let me tell you the story he told me. So then he was like, all right, so it was on the brink of divorce and they thought, okay, let's try. You got to get, you know, you in your relationship, if you don't even at least say, not just in your head, but to your partner, let's try.
Yeah, yeah.
That is even so much in itself. So they said, let's try.
Hello, doctor.
Yeah, he was like, let's try. And when you get to the point where you're like, let's try, that's
it's
more.
It's a problem.
No, it's a problem, but it's more in itself. Like, you've actually come and set it out physically, innit?
Yeah, first day's accepting, innit?
They've tried and they've been trying for a minute, so they're nice and still together. They're working on it.
Yeah.
And come on, what's a marriage without working on something?
Yeah, so, that's a fucking investment, bruv.
I'm thinking, but then it's like, he's still thinking, man's not entirely 100% happy. Would he be happier with toxic compassion?
No, I don't even think the issue is in him being happier with in general. I think he needs to sort out himself first. Because if he can't find like happiness in one person, he's going to leave her, do it again with someone else, and it's going to be a big cycle. So he needs to sort himself.
You know
out.
Where this is leading, but right? You need to find the Lord Jesus Christ. That's where she's going with it.
In other words,
that's where she's going with it.
If we all open our Bibles. No, joking. No, but all jokes aside, like, he needs to sort out himself out first.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he's going
to
be going around
so
in circles.
Why don't she need to sort herself out?
In it?
Who, the wife?
Why is she not bringing
the wife.
Bring some passion. the wife.
Debbie's getting defensive.
No, please, you know how I feel about...
Come on, Phil.
How do you feel?
Because I'm always going to support the woman.
Why?
I don't understand. Because I will.
Okay, so what's the opposite of misogynistic?
Wait, hold on a minute.
I'm going to Google it.
The man know what he wants in life.
Okay, wait,
no,
one
no, wait.
Second.
Go on.
Because sometimes... Okay, so this guy's complaining that he's got all these problems or he's not happy. Sometimes the woman might be happy. You don't actually know. She might just be, you know, going in, day out thinking... I'm actually in a very happy marriage. If he hasn't said anything, how is she going to know that he's unhappy? She just might be none the wiser. She might just be...
Plus, it's the guy who finds a wife. So he found her the
no
way she
sent
was.
Him
you
to
see,
her.
A man,
that's it. Nobody sent him to marry her.
I've had enough. The door is there, blood.
Nobody sent him to marry her.
The door is honestly over there,
it's not by force.
This
I'm
is madness,
bro.
What is it? Men are terrible at hiding their emotion. As in, if man's pissed off,
that's not
like,
true.
No, I can't lie. I can hide my emotions.
Trust me.
And pretend to be happy. Smile and joke.
I can pretend to be happy if I really want, bruv. To a certain degree, it might start seeping out, but I can hide my emotions. Guaranteed.
Better than a woman can.
150%.
Oh, nah.
If
I can't
I'm in
lie.
The slightest mood,
I can't
you
lie.
Because
I'll fuck around and be stubborn at home and get sacked at work.
Exactly, bro.
I'll fuck around at work or some shit.
Get on with your day.
Nah, I don't know if men can hide my emotions better than a woman. Nah, that's a bit.
Because women sometimes...
You think women can hide their emotions?
No, we can't.
I reckon
we
you wear it all
because we are more nonchalant and none the wiser.
I'm explosive. What? Sorry.
Nah. You know, but this is
and
why...
And that's that toxicness.
Don't you dare. I'm not that girl.
So toxic. Hey, that's so toxic.
I've had multiple fights with guys. Thank you very much.
Wow. That's that toxicness we need. I'm not toxic. Some fire, some passion. Let me know you care.
I'm not toxic. I'm just passionate.
Not every day just allow me to be on my phone. Like, say something.
Say something. Yeah. Yeah, it's true, bruv. Say something.
So he's thinking, would he have had more fun in the toxic compassion than in, all right, man's
is that
with
what he's
someone
actually
that,
thinking?
Like, he's thinking, do I prefer the projects, as in toxic family, compassion. House, building this extension, or do I want that sex and passion and love too, but it's toxic?
No, it's temporary though, as well.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so
you know
temporary.
What
returns are you going to get from it?
What's temporary?
Imagine
about
saying to her,
it?
Okay, now it's time to mobilize for our mortgage. Put to the table, and she's just there trying to free it up. You're like, no, babe,
I'm there trying to free it up.
Serious now. What are we gonna do? That's all she can offer. She's limited.
Listen, marriage isn't for everyone. Mm. Like everyone's got this fairy tale of you know, you get to a certain age, you get married, you have kids. That's like society telling you that's the only way. Some people need to be single and just fuck around for the whole of their life.
Wow.
Some people need to.
Wow. I agree that some people should stay single, but...
If he was to be in a toxic relationship, but he enjoys that, long term, he can't do it. However, if he jumps and jumps and jumps, he will never ever experience any long term issues from it. Do you know what I'm saying? Because he's jumping around to new situations.
That life is just so volatile.
It is, but some people like, there's some people that like to jump off buildings as like their adrenaline junkie.
Yeah. Buildings, relationships.
We can't assume that.
I don't see the correlation, but you know,
like, we just assume marriage is the way. Like, some people wouldn't be good in a marriage.
That's fair enough. It's true.
You know what I'm saying?
It's
like, true. Imagine, look, you got people that have all been married 3 times. Bruv,
marriage is not for you, bruv.
You clearly cannot commit
sometimes
to one person.
Clearly.
Nah, bruv, you don't keep trying. You're just burning your peas, bruv.
How do you explain the first 2 wives to your third? How do you tell her what went wrong? Why 2? Why have you got 2 ex-wives?
I'm just saying, sometimes
that's... Wait, who's the fool that's
lucky
marrying him as well? The third person. What do you now see in this car?
So what if a woman has been married twice?
I'm not doing it, bro.
That's not fair.
I don't want it.
There's clearly something wrong with her.
There's
not necessarily
wrong. You're the common denominator.
Maybe she just has a bad taste in men.
Now you want me? Nah, fuck it.
So what does that say about you?
I don't care.
Nah.
Shit, sorry.
He said I don't care. Don't come and make me spend peas on
if
wedding.
I'm a piece of shit.
Invest
and you're
in
a piece
you
of shit. You know what I'm saying?
What the fuck are we gonna do together, bro?
Say if she has money though, because we're always
not,
kind
of
assuming
have money,
that
I'll
the girl won't
have
money.
I'll get my own.
That's what you guys say until she's bringing out life changing money.
If she's 50,
and then
I'll
your story's all changed.
If you're 26 and you got peas, I'm not on it. If you're 50 and you got peas, let's talk.
Hold on, why?
Wait.
I know
wait.
What I'm getting into. A sugar mama. Yeah, it's true. You can't be a 26-year-old sugar mama.
I know you're not going to be stimulating me.
You're
going to
treat me different.
Would you ever date a sugar mama?
Oh, of course.
Would I ever date a sugar mama?
Enjoy a couple months.
That would be nice. It would be nice just to be a bad bitch in a passenger seat.
Wow. I'm done.
No, but it would be nice to just see what it's like to just be pampered, like, to have everything catered for you. Like, oh, don't worry, money's not an issue. And you're
but
getting taken
old.
Here.
Yeah.
So,
and wrinkly.
Why do you girls get away with that, bro?
No, sorry, I don't condone it.
I've clocked a lot of women have become sugar babies.
What? Yeah.
Like, bruv.
I knew what she worked as, and then I saw her on holiday for like 3 months. It could have been one of two things where she posted holiday pictures later than normal.
Fred. You can't,
no,
you can't
man.
She could have been on a sabbatical.
How are you a hairdresser and then you go on holiday for 3 months? Where's all the money come from?
Hairdressing, for three months, hotel. It's deeper than that. Like,
what?
If you want to go, like what you're saying is right. That's what I'm getting at. Like, with sabbatical, you can't just get a job and then go on sabbatical. Like,
not
you have to be there
away
for like 4 or 5
years.
You
gotta get a bit of, because
they
like,
need to know you're coming back, bro.
Yeah.
Sugar daddy changed their life.
I saw one girl say, you know, they did the ask me a question thing on Instagram, and someone said, "Oh, like, what do you do?" And I was like, this is going to be interesting because this girl goes bare places. She goes, "I'm a socialite." I said, "Fuck
off.
She set herself up.
You couldn't come up with a better lie.
She said, I'm a socialite.
So what? You just talk to
people. What's a socialite?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I really want to know. Like a socialite,
I really don't understand.
You just talk. You network. I don't get it, bro.
Is that it?
But how does that pay the bills? How does that make money?
Network, marketing, something PR related. Girls on holiday for seven months of the year, bruv.
I'm not gonna lie, that's the life I want.
And it's always alone, always alone. But I'm not mad. You do your thing.
Where are your girls?
Go ahead, baby girl, do your thing.
Come on.
Serious, bruv. I
got a question for you, though.
Who?
You.
Me?
Yeah, see, if you were... Imagine you're single, yeah? And a girl came over to your house.
Yeah.
Unexpectedly ends up staying the night.
I probably expected that, but okay.
You expected it, but she didn't. Because she didn't bring no spare underwear, do you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
So what would you rather see from the girl? She wears the same underwear home or goes commando?
Commando, bruv.
So what if she wears the same underwear? Would you chat to her again?
What? Wait, hold on. Wears the same underwear going home?
Yeah.
No, I'm not mad at anything, bruv. You wasn't prepared. Why would I be mad at that?
Do you know, I think it...
I'm not on it.
Do you know what you have to think about? You have to think about the timing, though. If she's leaving straight in the morning and she's staying in her clothes, that's not too bad because she's probably going home to bar.
Yeah, that's fine.
But if she's staying there till
you shagged it, there was...
10 p.m. I don't know.
I wouldn't be staying at anybody's house.
Morning, it's fine, but it's just only like if you're now chilled for a whole nother day, like... Fam, go home and clean yourself, bro. You need to clean yourself up, bro.
Just for the record.
Girls is what nasty. Is but she praying?
I wouldn't be staying at anyone's house, just for the record.
It's a double standard. Like, men are going to slap the thing on the same way. You can't look at me, innit?
But if someone does
a chick, you gotta watch her movements. What's the hygiene like?
Yeah, now, honestly, bro, you can't just be having any wild person in your house, bro.
No, you can't.
You have to be clean, bro. Cleanliness is a... That's the only thing, that's not only thing, but something I like about Muslims. Cleanliness is serious, bruv. Mm. Like, washing, all this kind of stuff, bruv. I can't just have a dirty one in the house, bruv. No, fuck. Clean your pant, bruv. clean your pant. Or be prepared. No one stays over unexpectedly. Okay, for girls, you girls. Have you ever stayed over unexpectedly?
At a guy's house?
Yeah.
Never in my life.
You've never stayed at a guy's house?
I have, but not unexpected.
You knew you was coming,
innit?
She's like, are you okay?
Because, Fred, I'm not doing this with you, hun. I'm not doing this. No, but I'll always
Fred
come.
Fred said, why is my lip shaking?
I cannot.
Words. Like, it's weird for you to leave your house knowing the guy you're going, especially if you like him.
If it's someone you're dating, come on. Like,
I think all girls will plan. I think.
No, definitely. If she didn't plan, then.
You're not single, are you?
No, I am.
She's married to Jesus Christ.
No, good. I'm not married.
I just wanted to make sure that you're not saying that.
When you get baptized, like everything you did in your past is washed away.
Yeah.
Is
that
yeah, there's feeling? Born again virgins.
No.
Ah, yes, there's someone here. Can you be?
No.
Yes, I need to ask this.
Wait, which question are you asking?
Go on,
the baptism one.
You're doing hella questions right now.
Go on.
So I'm going to defend my friend because I'm not having this.
What does that mean?
What did you
born again virgin? Your hand is not snapped.
No, if you've lost your virginity, you've lost your virginity.
Okay, that's good. There's clarity on that.
But in God's eyes, you're still seen as pure because you've left that life
behind. In God's eyes.
And you've asked him for forgiveness.
Right now, we're talking about...
What is it now? No sex till marriage? Is that what Specs on? Or?
Yeah, technically.
Did you technically? Yeah. That's what I was about to say. Is everyone fully committed to that? Like,
that's the thing. I can't speak for everyone.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. You have to speak
so,
for yourself.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
what
yeah.
I say technically. But no, we just follow scriptures.
But I feel like a Jehovah's Witness can speak for everyone as... You know, like if you're a devout Jehovah's Witness.
Devout? Yeah, sorry, go on.
Man can fully speak. Let me not be childish. Man is not doing that.
He said devout.
What's the word?
If you're devoted.
There's another word as well, devout. Devout is a word, but you said devout. That was a bit. You forced it, you stretched it a little bit.
It's cool. He's been trying to use new words
it's okay.
for a few weeks
no,
now.
No, expand your vocabulary.
I like
it's good.
It.
It's
I'm
good.
Trying to
expand
no,
it,
I'm
bro.
Here for it. I'm
legal chat, expand it without reading or defining, bro. Just expand.
Tell me that's not nice.
Oh, gosh.
So, what's the love life like?
I don't know. I don't have one at the moment.
What, do you feel like you got rid of it because of being closer to God?
Yeah, and no. I can't really explain it. Like, I don't know, when you kind of come into Christ, my main focus isn't necessarily, like, relationships off the bat. It's kind of the work, service, souls.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think if anything, relationship is last on my list. So when right. people do hear that I'm single, they're like, "How? Like, why?"
Yeah.
People are like, "Your church is so lit. There's so many paintings." But I'm just like, it's not really.
Yeah, the church is definitely lit. It's definitely lit.
Everyone's on a. Do you know what I mean? Everyone's on a work. Everyone's literally a work in progress. So
yeah.
Yeah, relationships definitely last on the list.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus
terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I don't know how that works, though, because obviously people end up getting like married in the church.
Yeah.
So where do you feel like everybody should put relationship last, or do you feel like it should just be like, oh, if the right person comes around? Because you would know, oh, bro, like the way Daniel was holding the collection plate, like, bro.
No, you're a boy.
You can't do that, no. I guess it just goes down to purpose. So some people, actually, marriage is part of their purpose. So they hit it off straight away. Together as a couple, you're stronger in ministry. So God will align that so you're both married and you're popping together, but it's for the kingdom. And then others, you might need to grow personally before you go into that, or you might just need to be that single, like, boss type of person for a while, then a marriage will come. And some people, do you know what, marriage again,
Not everyone's purpose. Men will say, not everyone should be getting married. When girl says it, as long as you're not telling me I'm not getting married, then I don't care what you guys do. If you guys don't want to get married, that's your personal problem, and not everyone's meant to get married. But for me, I'm going to get married. Say,
yeah.
But I'm married. Say
it, I said it, and it, for some reason it was
I'm
a madness.
I'm sorry, it only bothers me when a guy says it if it's someone I fancy. If I don't fancy you, that's your own. I don't really care. I'm
You're
sorry.
You're just a mad chick. But what's the dating life saying for you? How are you living now?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I'm single, sometimes I'm in a relationship. Depends on the day of the week and if he's pissing me off. You know, right now I say I'm on steady ground, so I'm good. He's not annoying me now, so we're good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, do you get worried?
So it depends on if he annoys you or not.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, but so what if you annoy him?
No, I'm joking, but I'm not disloyal, so I'm not like dating multiple people. So
yeah,
it is just the one.
Do you get worried about time? Like, how old are you, if you don't mind me?
I'm 23.
Oh, you're good.
No, well, I'm gonna be 24 in like. Well,
actually, no, because girls are way more conscious of time. Are you worried right now about like how far you are from where you want to be?
Yeah, but not only like relationship wise, career wise as well. That's right. Like, I think that's my main priority.
Mm.
But in terms of relationships, I do think about it because I always thought I was going to have like a 2020 wedding. I don't know if that's really going to happen.
What's a 2020 wedding?
I'm going to get married in two years. Who's paying for that? 2020 is in the year, hun. People that are actually doing 2020 and 2021. I've seen that and heard that a lot.
You girls need to relax.
I'm getting married in 2020.
I'm not saying that it's going to happen.
2020, I'm getting married.
2020.
I don't like this.
Whoever I'm with in 2020, we're getting married.
No, brother. I'm not about, bro.
I'll propose to you.
Let it work.
On December 31st, 2019.
Let it
bruv.
Work quickly. First, bruv. Like, let don't it work. Care. And if it's right, fuck it. 2019 or 2022, 20. Bruv, let it
but
be.
But it's
when
so
it
much easier for it's guys, true. Though, because you guys
I'm
are the ones that do the proposing.
I'm jumping.
Yeah.
Girls, so I can't now that. Say that, oh, I'm ready to marry. And then I'm not going to go and propose to a guy. So it's literally. Yeah.
So wait.
It's easier for you guys because you guys can, you know, about wait. I'm not going to wait forever. Sorry.
you sit there and wait for me? I need to have my children.
I need to. I've got
just keep setting targets for man, bro. 2020, but you need us to start it. Like, what kind of pressure is that, bro?
It's life. That's how it gets.
I get it, but I don't. I feel like we just need to chill off this marriage stuff for a bit.
No,
bro.
We should definitely chill because a lot of marriages break down.
Like, bro, divorce is real, you know.
No, it's too real.
And no one ever sees that shit coming, bro. Yeah, but it happens, man.
No, I've seen it happen way too many times.
You're breaking up for half the relationship.
How do you mean?
Like, you know what? You don't just break up tomorrow if there's nothing wrong in it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Something has to be wrong for a period of time.
Yeah.
Not necessarily.
Sometimes
one thing can make...
It could be a madness.
Do you know what I mean?
But you don't break up, like, tomorrow and that's it. Like, even... A breakup takes 3 weeks, like from the day you say it. Like,
3 weeks. You guys bounce back quickly. Wow.
Then it's
you guys bounce back quickly.
You know why that rule might be happening? I've thought about it now. The reason why you might have been breaking up for half the relationship is because you was a dickhead and you didn't fucking break up when you're supposed to, bruv. When the madness happened, you were supposed to end it there. Yeah. Instead, you extended the fucking probation period, and now you're still here.
Wanted to see if you could push through it. You should have just locked it from then.
Yeah, but then that means there's a thin line between trying to make things work in a relationship and just locking it off every
time.
There is a thin line, and that's the softness of it.
Very thin line. Yeah.
No, but then what's the point of being in a relationship if you're not gonna try and make it work?
Everything's good from the jump, and that's like what I said earlier about the guy who tried in his marriage. Like, as long if you say you're gonna get to a point where you say let's try, be it to yourself or out loud to your partner, like you go and say like let's try.
Yeah,
but if you don't...
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You're even just the breakup period is not one day. Man. It's not 2 minutes. Like, and it's suckerish because you'll probably break up by text.
Jesus.
And then there's going to be a phone call. Then there's going to be a meeting. Then there's going to be a closure phone call.
Fred has been through it.
Now, breaking up is definitely a process. It's never just over.
Someone call someone for that closure.
Yeah. I do. I'm not going to lie. See? With my whole chest.
Oh, no, I don't.
Because I just need to know. I just need to know.
As in, like, after it's over, you call back and you're like, so did you actually love me?
No, not like,
tell the truth. When you gave me the back.
No, do you know, yeah, I've got a lot of pride when it comes to things like that, but I do like closure. It never helps because I still feel upset about it, but sometimes I'm
thinking, what if for too long?
No, but even after the closure, I don't believe what he says. I'm still, you know, it's still whatever's in my mind.
You got an idea in your head.
Do you know what I mean? It is what it is.
He could say, no, I didn't, all he wants. Or he can say, oh, trust me, I loved you. If you don't believe he did.
Would you go through your partner's phone to get that extra closure?
Never in my life.
It's long, bruv.
Never.
I did.
It's long.
Did you?
Yeah, we went through each other's phones.
It's long, man. It's long. Wow. You know, if I feel like
messy.
It's going to get there,
messy.
I'm not on it.
I'm not on it.
I don't want it. I had the energy.
No, I don't want it.
I could never. You did it. Sorry.
Like, bruv, you... are you prepared?
You're going to find something. Yeah, of course. You're going to see something
and
you don't like.
That might be the final push you need. Like, let me see.
Nah, that will make me angry.
Like you said, like the closure.
I'll be fuming.
Because
I'll
the closure
be
I might
livid.
Hear from you might be a lie. So I want to know. And then when I've seen it, then I know, innit?
But then aren't you going to feel like a bit shit?
Of course. But I feel better than I know that I would feel
like,
about
100%,
it.
Like, 100%. You can see what's
and
going
both,
on.
We've both
some
seen each other's in it. So it's like...
Some people
I'm different. I'm a type of... like I'm like, cut and go. Don't look back.
I would like to cut and go. But what if it's a bitch? I knew you'd say that. That's your thing. And at the time of doing it, I was like, oh, ignorance is bliss. But nah.
No, ignorance is bliss. I stand by that
100%. This is the first time I've ever did it.
Sometimes cut, don't look back.
Yeah, honestly. I'm going through it. I'm not having it.
You would not find out something mad was happening when everything was good in the relationship.
Yeah, and then the memory is just getting mad. Distorted.
It was happening from then. So you were smiling in my face. You were saying hello to my mum, coming for dinner. Oh, no, nah, bro. It's all right, bro. I've left. I've gone.
That mum one is touchy.
Nah, it's long, bro. When things are supposed to be good, like, that's... because I saw a video. I think it was, like... I think it was someone joking about, but it was, like, a girl getting nyashed, innit? And her...
What the hell is nyash?
Sorry, disclaimer. Nyash having sex, innit? Getting... Like, you know, you're nyash.
Oh, okay, I see. Getting nyashed, innit? Okay, sorry.
So, she's getting nyashed, yeah? And the phone is ringing, innit? And it's saying, like, babe, like, her phone's ringing. And the guy that's gnashing her, like, silenced the phone, innit? And I'm like, how do you go back to your partner, like, the next day or the same night or after work, whenever you've been gnashed and actually smiling in their face again? Like, but you would never suspect it as someone that's getting cheated on. You would never think.
But that's what I'm saying.
So you look
through
it and you're like, you was doing the madness then.
If they're being gnashed. Yeah. Because like, you lot they can come home same way.
A man will come home smiling, happy. I didn't make you happy.
Sammy, can you speak on this issue? Because
no,
I can't.
They're generalizing. Hold they're on, generalizing. Wait, no, why, how can I speak on
no,
this
I'm
issue?
No, I'm asking, can you? Because I can't.
What? You can come and cheat us.
No. You don't have to be.
You know when you think your friend knows you, but she really doesn't.
No, I didn't.
You know, I'm not even in the street, I said, I really am not. Please believe.
I didn't imply that.
You did.
No, but it's okay. I said, can you? Because
I definitely cannot. Sorry. Okay,
so girls,
so I love with everything in my heart and my body, everything. I have tunnel vision. I don't see someone else when I'm.
I've never done it.
Okay.
You're lying. But man hears that, innit? Like, girls say that a lot, bro.
Every girl says,
I don't see anyone.
Did you say you love him?
I love who? That's what I
a lot of stuff left your chest.
Who said that?
I love him.
Who said that?
Oh, that's it. No, wait, hold on. Who are we talking about?
Who said that?
Hold on, wait. No, friend. No, seriously, I'll ask you. Who said that?
She said, I love him.
No, you guys are saying, who are we talking about?
I'm finished,
who?
Bro.
Who are we talking about?
I don't know.
No, I do.
Love him.
Yeah.
So why'd you say it like that?
Yeah. No, because I thought you were trying to at me, like, okay.
No, okay. Who said it first?
Huh?
Who said it first?
He did.
Yeah.
At
the time he said it, did you feel obligated to say it or did you really love him too? Did you even
I did say it back because that's how I felt. So
You was holding it. You felt it before, but you didn't want to say it.
I felt it before, but I felt like he did as well. So I didn't say it first because I just felt a bit like I just didn't want to be too full on. I think as a girl it's really easy to, you know, come across like, oh,
whoever says I love you first loses.
Is it? No, I don't think that's true.
I can picture Fred right now. Savage.
That's what he's having. My man said you lose.
That's not true.
Nice guys finish last, bro. Nobody and everything.
That's not true.
Nice guys finish last. Do you know why? Because you don't know if the person is saying it back because they actually love you or just because you said it.
But then sometimes,
it's so true.
So you know.
It's a sticky situation. Imagine I love you and you don't like love him back and then you don't want to say it back either. So it's just like, I love you. Thank you.
But
no,
you lose.
I don't think
have
so.
You ever been in love?
No.
Have you ever been in love?
I love the Lord Jesus Christ.
No, that's so silly.
I have.
Who said it first, you or your girl?
Honestly, I don't remember. That is so minor to me. Love is an expression thing, you know.
If I ever said that, the girl that I'm seeing will go mad, brother.
What if you said I love you?
So, no, like if I said what you just said now.
What did I say
about?
It's an expression.
Wow.
It is. No, it's true. My girl, you can say you love, man. If you don't show it, I don't give a fuck about what you just said, bro.
That's fair enough.
I don't give a fuck. Okay. If you're displaying that you love me and you ain't said it,
what's a display of love?
A display. Support, being around, thinking about, man.
Caregiving, how are you? About my
you're hungry. Do you want nyash? Yeah. Okay, I'll give you nyash.
Wow.
That's love.
Which I love you is the most important? The first one, the third one, the 751.
I'm not fucking counting, bro.
Or the last one.
Which one is the last one? Goodbye. That doesn't even.
The last one.
Sure, the first one could be like you're caught up in the moment and you're like, I love you. And then the second one is like, it's hit me.
At the third one, I really mean it.
I think the
175th one, we've got somewhere. The last one is either we've been here till the end of time or I'm leaving you, but I did always love you.
No, I don't even think it's... I think it's like the circumstance around.
Because obviously something's
going to happen for you to say that. And I feel like that situation is what kind of is how I judge the most important I love you. So
after,
let's say a really bad time or a really hard time, those ones are the most important to me because Obviously, nah. That's when you're, you
I
really
like a random one.
No, your feelings.
Lie. I like a random, you know, like, I really love you. For no reason. I'm like, oh, you was actually thinking about me.
Yeah, that's good. Cute. Yeah, well.
But
it's
then,
cute. It's
sometimes
cute.
You think, was someone just gnashing you and now you feel guilty? You know, like, man, I'm on the way to the barbershop. Bing, bing, bing. I love you.
What's it called? Nash?
What's she doing over there, bro?
No, you guys will have trust issues.
Do you feel
sorry.
Guilt? Like, sometimes
you guys have trust
no,
issues.
No, it's not trust issues, fam. It it's just is. Being cautious, bro.
You don't, you, have you watched something like Shiro Story, man?
Yes, I've watched it. I burned. I burned. It burned me.
Come on.
It burned
you
me.
Girls,
it
like, burned, you it girls burned really me. Make honestly, us move country.
Like,
bruv.
A man nah. Really did kidnap another youth because he was hurt, bruv. Honestly.
No, it's actually my. They're no, doing sad. A part two anyway, so.
It's out already.
That was part two.
What?
It's out.
Part two's
it's been out.
Look at you.
Where have
look
I been?
In church.
You've been in church.
Been in part church. Two is out. Go watch that. Good you one. Girls will good have one. Us moving countries, bruv. I'm
honestly,
out. I'm booking.
Fam, you don't know.
One way.
It's not trust issues. You're just being cautious. Like I think. There was, funny enough, I was watching a short, I think it's called Pack of Wolves. It's like a short film on YouTube. Mm. And the girl said, oh, like, why won't you say it, innit? Why don't you love me? And he's like, do you want me to say it when I don't mean it? Like, why do you want me to say it now? And he's like, when I feel it, I'll say it. Mm. And, oh, what was the reason why I was getting at this? What was we just saying just before this? Just before
saying
that.
Saying I love
which,
you when which, you don't,
which
when you don't
love
want
is,
to.
Which I love you is the most important.
Yeah. The random ones.
Oh, the brother, it literally just left me. But either way, the guy
she
was...
she might be getting yash somewhere.
But she just really wanted him to say, I love you. And it's like, bruv, like, the guy's with you right now. He said he's working on it. Like, bruv, just relax, innit? He said, I don't want to say it because I don't mean it. Do you want me to fake it, bruv?
I feel like there's too much pressure as well.
Way
too
chill,
like, relationships,
man.
Marriage is just so
just chill.
Much
I'm with
pressure,
you every... Like. I might be with you every day. I might come see you. I might message you. I'll say hello to... I'm in your house chilling with your family. Like, relax, bruv. Don't... Mm. Does it matter if I say it or not? Mm. Does it?
I don't think it does.
Nah, man. Chill out, bruv. Because a man
doesn't.
Could just be saying it and
it's
I could
nice,
be lying.
But it's not.
I could
it's not.
Really be lying, bruv.
Yeah.
Honestly. But once you do say it, every time the person says it, you have to say it back.
That's no, not necessarily.
You do.
Like you're stuck. You're
you
stuck
do.
In the loop.
You
by
do.
The way, do you mean just
like,
randomly?
If it says I love you, you have to. Oh, I love you too. Like,
no, you don't.
Even though at that moment you might be like, you're a bit of a wanker right now. Like,
nah, but you don't always have to say it back.
You do, you do. What
no,
do you
don't.
Say? All right, what do you say? Someone said, I love you.
Sometimes I say it, but other times I just don't need to.
That's
so,
like getting
no, so I what just you smile. Wait, I beam.
No, that's like getting
emoji.
She says,
beam.
Smile off.
Or I
you, beam. Or, yeah, you say you put the hands up.
I beam.
No, it was the cute.
Cute. Well, I just smile.
If someone says I love you and you don't say it back it's after you've said it before, that's like nyashing and not lipsing. Like,
oh my god. No, it's not. You guys are thinking about your
say it
back. Deeply. So every single time someone tells you they love you, especially if it's someone that says it a lot, you're gonna always say it back. It's not, nah, you're not obliged.
I reckon you have to. As a guy, you definitely have to.
If your mum says I love you, say it back, bruv.
Like,
if as a girl says, I love you, say it
when
back.
When I tell my mum I love her, she doesn't necessarily, time. She don't always say it back, though.
What, your mum?
Yeah.
Yeah, but your mum doesn't, by fault, she loves you, innit? So you don't need to hear it. Like, yeah.
She's looking at you like, I brought you into this
world
and you can tell me I love you.
I'm saying,
where's
like,
the rent money, bro?
Bro, like, man's future is different because of you.
There's bills.
Like, trust me, I love you. Like, you don't need to hear it back from your mum. Forget that, bro.
You see, if you're going through a breakup, yeah, what type of album do you listen to? Gangster rap, like, gigs? Or do you go, like, is it straight sad, like Drake, Usher,
killing
Beyonce,
me today,
like,
bro,
what are you listening to?
Fred is on fire.
Fred is killing me today, bro. Man said, you see breakup?
Imagine being a four-door chap.
Dem man.
I listen to some Hope Dealers, you know that one?
Come on.
And I've been banging Jim Jones, man.
Taking it back.
I am not trying to listen to no Drake, what?
You're actually on one.
Drake will just make you just...
I
listen to Afrobeats.
Yeah, you need to listen
I'm
to
I'm sorry, I can't
spirit.
Be in my feelings.
Or Michael Jackson or something.
I can't be in my feels. I have to be like upbeat.
Something upbeat. Who do you think thinks a better artist, Michael Jackson or Chris Brown?
What?
Michael, 100.
What kind of question is that?
Serious question.
Serious question.
Michael Jackson, you can't compare him.
Chris,
I'm so sorry.
Chris Brown.
Oh, come on, man.
Devil's advocate. I knew it was going to happen. I was waiting for it.
No, I'm not being that.
Waiting.
Why does everyone
waiting.
Assume I'm trying to be devil's advocate?
I was waiting for
you
it.
You know what? This is annoying, bro.
You always are.
I keep getting this, yeah? What? Because I think a bit different.
Yeah? Oh, yeah.
I think outside the box.
I'm thinking different.
You
men
are all inside the box. Man's outside the box.
Oh, bye.
And now man's trying to be devil's advocate. Chris Brown, bro.
Why is that?
Chris Brown, don't get twisted. In terms of stardom and being a superstar, we'll never have anyone like MJ
legend.
Again. We'll never have it because
celebrities were more exclusive before. Mm-hmm. Like, you wouldn't see them. So, like, someone might say, oh my God, I saw Tyson and Brixton. You're like, oh, where? You can't catch it on YouTube now. You missed it. Like, you need to, like, we won't get superstars like that again. But Chris Brown, talent-wise, he can fucking dance better than Michael Jackson.
No, he can. Look at the times,
the
though.
The nigga does backflips.
Look at the times. MJ's moves were popping.
The nigga can do anything.
MJ's moves were popping.
Just because what Chris Brown does a bit of cramping. Cramping is a new
no,
thing,
it's
you
not
know?
Cramping.
MJ could not be doing all of this. It's not what's cool.
MJ could probably do it.
You see Michael Jackson, man. You see Michael Jackson. You see Michael Jackson. Like, God rest the dead. Like, God bless his name. Everything.
Amen.
He's more the type, if you give him choreography, he can do it. Chris Brown could freestyle right now in front of you.
How
and
do you know?
A mad
Michael Jackson can't.
Because every
Michael
time we freestyle. See him dance, it's choreographed.
That's, you don't know that.
We know it is.
So what,
you think man just turned around and started walking backwards on a mad thing? Like, he knew he was going to do it, bro. Like, I've seen Chris Brown go ham. Like, you can see he's just enjoying the dancing.
I think they're
like,
the wrong artists to compare.
Yeah,
and Chris Brown couldn't sing better. Michael Jackson couldn't sing that well.
What? No, okay, you're mad.
No, he couldn't. He couldn't, bruv. Listen.
To be fair,
listen to
know,
his voice.
I hear, trust me. He's not got like the best vocals in the world.
Chris Brown,
but he makes good music.
Chris Brown
and he's got
is
his
a
own
bit
sound.
Of vocalist.
You lot are not listening.
No, 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 I am listening.
What?
No, he's got a good voice, but he's not the best singer. He's not the best singer.
I'm saying straight, Chris Brown. Yeah, that's
no,
you singing it, bro.
Voice, but he's not the best singer.
Chris Brown, She Ain't You is better than fucking Michael Jackson.
She ain't.
What?
I think this isn't fair. This comparison is just.
It's not fair.
Michael's a better singer.
No, you're on
Michael's
one,
a better
bro.
Artist.
Better singer.
You know what it is? You're blinded by the lights. And all it is I'm being real, bruv. Chris Brown.
So we're all being fake,
is,
then.
No, you're not being fake. You're not being fake. I'm saying you're blinded.
I think Chris, I'm genuinely saying
the wool is over your eyes.
I think Chris is the better artist. Michael the better singer. I think Chris the better performer.
Yes.
Chris has just got so much.
He trumps him
Chris Brown
many times.
Chris Brown is a better performer than Michael
Jackson.
Dance, sing, rap.
No, goodbye. Look, we let Michael Jackson slide with a lot of shit, bro. Many to understand that.
Slide with what? You mean like the child allegations?
All that kind of stuff. Like,
Chris has got Rihanna, so what do you mean?
Yeah, he's got, I know. And we've, no, but we've let that slide as well, which is mad.
Have you not let it slide?
Yeah, everyone's let it slide.
You forgive Chris?
Yeah.
Everyone let it slide.
Yeah.
Everyone let it slide. But Chris...
I mean, I love Chris Brown. I don't agree with what he did, but...
No,
I just,
listen, did you watch his documentary?
Yeah, yeah.
She was abusive to him as well. So why is it okay for girls to be abusive to the guys? And when it's reverse roles, it's like...
It's fucked.
Domestic violence. Guys go through domestic violence as well, you know?
Yeah, we do.
100%. But for self-defense, isn't it like proportionate force? His force was not proportionate, I'm just saying.
Say if a girl kicks a guy in the balls and his reaction is like... Bow, and
that's
different reflex.
Yeah, but that's what his
was
doing.
His was a reflex.
She hit him in his balls.
Did you see his face?
I read the story.
I'm sorry.
He was driving the nice Lambo or Ferrari, literally like hit him in the balls, and now he's doing actually, hitting him as he was driving. So he's just.
He's like pulled up. Hold on.
Hold on. One second.
Not saying it's okay, but still, don't poke the bear.
No, definitely don't.
Yeah,
I don't agree with that.
Yeah, they,
They went through each other's phone.
They went through each other's. She went through his phone.
Mad.
The whole story is actually mad. The
Superstar's
really
mad,
bruv. It's really interesting.
But Michael was a weirdo, bruv.
Why?
He was unique.
No,
No, man.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
It's fair.
And I'm not throwing dirt on his name. I'm just
especially
calling it square,
he's dead.
Square.
You don't
want
to have some funny dreams.
I'm calling it square,
that's
square.
Not the same. It's a spade, a spade.
Is it?
I don't.
Yeah. I'll call a spade a spade then,
bruv.
And I'll call a spade too, bruv.
So, were the allegations?
He was weird, bruv.
What, against Michael?
Like, look, it's different if you like kids, right? A lot of people love kids. We all like nephews, cousins, whatever. When you start having kids sleeping in your bed, staying over, all this kind of stuff,
it
is a bit weird.
Okay, cool.
It was, but they were sleeping in his bed, though.
Was he in the bed with him?
But do you know how many allegations got cut short because like the kid finally came out and said my parents told me to lie?
It's all money.
Yeah, yeah, of course. I'm not saying that he did it. I'm not going to say.
I don't believe
he
did.
He didn't get accused. He didn't get sentenced for it.
I don't think a man of that caliber and public spotlight would make a big hiccup like that. Not to say that he hasn't done any other things.
Yeah,
but I think that one is just.
So about
too silly. Oh, him, he's finished.
He's disgusting.
Did you listen to his 90-minute
thing?
Definitely not.
No.
You didn't give it a listen? Let me tell you something. That was a podcast in motion, bruv. That was like a 90-minute podcast with a nice fucking instrumental playing.
I want to see a video to it, like Trapped in the Closet.
Oh, Trapped in the Closet.
Nah, it would be long. It would be long.
Trapped in the Closet was long, like 32 episodes.
Yeah, it was long.
Long.
How many episodes was it? Was
and that? Everyone just got AIDS.
Yeah, yeah. I don't even think I finished it.
HIV.
Brother.
Bruv. That is a but a man said he can't read.
Who?
Apparently, yeah.
He said he can't read, bruv.
Apparently.
He said he couldn't read, bruv. He said he fucked up on contracts because he couldn't read that one.
He's a dirty guy.
I'm surprised. I thought he could.
He fucked up on the teleprompter, all that. He said, I can't read, bruv. He said, I need
Holy
help.
Holy shit, bruv. Now you're saying this.
Now.
At your age.
Only now, bruv. Like, now.
A few celebrities
but
can't read.
Is, all right. Like, so look, obviously, we gave Michael the benefit of the doubt with some of that stuff. Like, oh, yeah, it was the parents that forced the kids in front of him and the parents wanted them to get the money. But R. Kelly's saying the same thing. R. Kelly's saying, oh, like he there was parents that brought their children to the front of row of the concert, made sure the kids could go backstage, all that kind of shit. So,
yeah, that's yeah, fine. But that's fine, but it's what you then exactly. do. When
can
the
you
kids
really
get
brainwash a woman like that though? The way these women are saying, like grown ass women, like could you be brainwashed?
The guy is a creep. He's
scary, I'm sorry.
What? How, bruv?
No.
How? You told me how you as a grown woman, someone could tell you, oh, you can't leave the house, you can't...
Because a lot of these women, he's had them from when they were, like, much younger.
They were young.
So it's easier to groom someone if you... Yeah. Do you know what I mean? You've had years to groom someone. It happens all the time. I just think... Anyway, God will judge him. He's a dirty man.
So what do...
He's a dirty man.
Has he actually broke the law, though? Like no, because I'm just asking
when
because
when the first
there's
came
some
out
there's somewhere they say no, the person was 16, all this kind
yeah,
of stuff. So
like,
this is me asking. I don't
know. That
really,
I heard that was the first type of stuff that I saw.
Oh well, the
it
stuff
was
of Aaliyah.
Like 16, yeah.
The stuff of Aaliyah. That's confirmed.
So he married her when she was like 14.
Yeah. So yeah, he's definitely a 14. See, he's another one. He's a weirdo. He's another one.
That's scary though.
Weirdo is an understatement.
That's scary.
Do you know what a 14-year-old is? I look like a boy when I was 14.
How did the state of wherever they
were? I actually look like a boy when I was 14.
I don't know. America's so messed up.
Maybe I'm money.
14. America's fucked.
14.
14. 14, yes. Cheers, sausage.
You can't be
prosecuted
for that.
You can't.
He didn't end up working in McDonald's.
He's actually where he definitely needs help. But like, what do you want to see R. Kelly go jail? Like,
sorry,
what do
I,
we want?
I don't even want to talk about him anymore.
I just want to know. Like, do you want him to be shamed?
Really? I just don't want him to be able to carry
but
on.
What
doing
about Bill Cosby though? I'm really torn between him.
What,
I feel
you don't
for him.
You don't believe
I don't know why. I don't know why, but I feel so bad. My heart.
It's
because
he's old.
He's old.
It's because he's old.
Like, he doesn't need this right now.
It's hard. And the same thing, like the justice system kind of benefits women because if a woman is doing something, you always feel like, oh, I'm sorry. Same thing what Kimby was saying. Woman drops and loses her money. Everyone's like, oh my God, you lost your money. Oh, how can we help you? Yeah. So when it comes to like old people, women and children, we're always very careful with them.
Yeah.
But if it's a man, oh no, fuck it. He can go.
No, so the way he's getting dragged, all his accolades have been stripped. Yeah. Like, he is just
legacy.
Like,
you know what? That's a good question, actually. If somebody has done something mad, should all of their, like accolades or let's say all of their, I don't know, their trophies and
you know,
shit
it depends.
Be taken away?
See, the thing depends. That I would get most, if, like, I liked someone, like...
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere,
even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Let's take a white person. Which white person do I like?
You're thinking too long. Too long.
Yeah, okay, it's David Beckham.
If I liked David Beckham,
he came out as a racist, forget everything he's ever done.
Yeah.
Forget it.
Okay, so it's dependent on the crime, yeah?
Yeah. If he came out tomorrow, oh no, because that's mad. And raped a child, yeah, it's game
exactly,
over too,
it's
bro.
Game no, over.
But then look,
yeah.
look.
I was thinking like racism would be the only thing to make me disregard.
Okay, what if he said something like, not, I don't know.
No, because like,
if he said something like bad about like disabled people.
Yeah, I'm still on him.
See?
I still like his free kicks.
I think it was the founder of Papa John's. He said nigger, right?
Yeah.
So I remember that. Yeah, cancelled. Fuck Papa John's.
Yes. Oh, I had pizza.
I don't know if he's cancelled, but I had Papa John's yesterday.
No, I didn't. I nearly had Papa John's. Oh, no,
I remember when I tried to cancel like Tesco's or something because they're part of Walmart, which was something like that. I can't remember. Like,
that's a stretch though. Sorry, no.
That's every day.
It depends on how you use it. Yeah, man, will grab a Domino's anyway.
There's Domino's,
there's Pizza Hut.
Domino's.
It's common knowledge.
Domino's.
They say it in the fucking adverts.
Domino's.
I will call it.
You set yourself up.
Thank you very much.
No, I'm very
And she almost said Domino's as well.
You set yourself up.
She said Domino's.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I don't care. You guys knew what I was talking about.
And you were 8K ring.
Hey.
Say Domino's.
Listen.
Say that word right there.
No, I'm not having it. Sorry. That has nothing to do with my 8K.
Fair enough.
It depends. It literally depends.
Depends on the crime. But yeah.
It's cancelling something.
But yeah, I think if I really like someone and he did something mad, it would be so hard to...
It's difficult.
Yeah,
to look at them
I can't blame someone for not cancelling someone. Because sometimes their services are too useful,
anyway,
bruv.
Huh? I'm not part of the council culture anyway.
A bit touchy. I don't know if you've seen that Junior story.
Junior?
Yeah. The
from
guy,
where?
Junior from America. He got killed by accident. No, not by accident.
Oh, was it the one that was running into the store?
Yeah, he was in the store.
What happened?
He died in the store. What happened? Was it New York? Brooklyn? New York?
I
Chicago?
Don't know. It was just one of those messages.
One of them in America. But yeah, young guy, 15. It was mistaken identity.
Was his name Junior?
Junior, yeah. Okay. Junior. Mm. And a group of like 8 boys, they were like in a gang. They like... was looking for someone, but they caught him in a shop,
right?
And they killed him. Basically, it's all over. It's on the internet. It's on Instagram. It's on CCTV. But then when it came to court and they was getting sentenced, when they was hearing their sentences, is that a word?
When they was hearing
their sentences, they started crying, like breaking down. And I'm just thinking, but what did you expect? You've killed this guy. But then again, I felt so sorry for them.
And other
people would look at me and be like, whoa, how?
It's because when someone's crying, bruv.
I feel sorry for them.
Ask a man,
If I see someone cry, good.
I feel like society felt all of them.
Let me tell you something.
Why are you blaming on society?
Bruv, quick, look. No, when men tried to break up with a girl, when I broke up with one of my exes, she cried. Ask me if I still had the same energy, bro.
That's why I never break up with girls. I wait till they do.
Ask me if I still had the same energy. It was difficult.
I'll be a piece of shit because she's tired.
It became difficult once she cried. Like, I was like, oh, man, don't cry, though. Like,
and you can't break up with a girl in your house either.
Why? Because she won't leave. Fred, you're actually a professional breaker-upper. You're
no,
so
this
terrible.
Is crazy.
You are terrible.
She might be there for like 30 minutes crying and then Fred could just leave if it was...
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, you just...
But I'm not going to lie though. I don't know how girls can do that. I won't sit in someone's house if they've just dumped me. I'm going home. I'm going home, mate. Girl, what am I saying?
That's what you say now. Is he the tear?
I'm sitting there waiting for your mum to come back.
Is he when the tear comes out of one eye first?
It's over. You've been holding both tears back, but one sneaks out.
If the lip starts quivering, you're
I'm
already crying.
I'm leaving.
You gotta hold it back.
I'm leaving.
If the lip is quivering, it's over. Nah. Just lay it out.
And you know them cries where you're shouting.
Why are you guys laughing?
You're doing like,
did you see that?
them loud cries.
Stop, buddy.
I ain't cried in a minute.
I've had one of those cries recently, actually, within the last few months. You know when you're talking and you're crying, it's just a mess.
Oh, no, it's
like, I'm trying to get my words out.
Your voice changes.
No, it's bad. It's not nice.
I only cry in the presence of the Lord.
You speak from your forehead, like.
Your voice
goes. No, it's not nice.
I had a good cry.
When I say a whole sentence, it's not coming out.
It's not coming out.
It's better to just cry, bro. The same thing's like coughing when you're smoking, bro. If you smoke, you just cough, bro. Don't try and... like, just lay it out, bro. It's going to come out anyway, bro.
Oh,
it's actually going to come out anyway. But in regards to what you're saying about the case, though, like, when someone's crying, it's difficult to still look at them like, you're a murderer, though.
I know.
Unless they did something, like, that really resonated with you. You don't know the guy that got killed, all this kind of stuff. So there's a lot of stuff you're detached from.
Okay,
so
wait. What about that? Okay, this is sticky. What about that case of the lady who killed her own children?
Yeah, because I remember that. I knew.
Let her cry all she wants, bro. Yeah, go to hell, bro.
No, because her
they were abusing her youngest son.
They were abusing her younger son.
Like raping him.
Oh,
I thought you said she killed her own children.
Yeah, she killed her own children.
Wait, what?
Basically, it was a lady. She's doing life.
Yeah.
Because let's say she had four children, right?
Right.
The oldest one was raping and abusing the youngest one.
Oh, the children the oldest, were fucking
She's got
up the
children. Three
children.
Yeah. So she's got the oldest girl and then the second boy. Right. And then she's got a young boy. So right. The oldest girl and the second boy have been raping and abusing the youngest one. So what? She killed her first two children because they've been, you know, abusing her youngest.
She wanted to defend the young one.
Yeah.
What would you then
but it wasn't even defense. She was just angry. Like, she went mad. And she killed
them in the freezer.
I don't think... What? She put them in the freezer?
She put one of them in the freezer.
Mad.
But they would make like the younger one drink like
bleach. Like they used to like, do madnesses to him.
Madness. Imagine seeing your child. It's weird. How can you see your child hurt your child and then you're not doing nothing as a parent?
You know what is? She's probably seen that's not even her child now.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
that's not your child. Definitely. You didn't raise that.
Yeah. No, I actually felt for her.
I don't know. She's obviously handled that totally wrong. Like you can't just murk off your kids, bro.
Really?
you can't just murk
Why
off
not?
Your kids. Bro, call the police, bro.
Nah,
you're not God.
Like you're not God. Okay, fair enough.
Kids, like that's mad.
Yeah.
Like I don't know how she even did that.
She
murked both kids and stayed in the same house. She didn't even try and leave. Run away or nothing.
She hit it. She hit them. She didn't care.
She's
mad. But she was abused when she was younger as well.
Crazy.
So like abuse is something that's been in
their
family.
And stay in the same spot. Like.
That's
she didn't care. She's lost her head.
I cannot say.
But then when
she's
she was on that stand explaining the whole story, it was like my heart just went out for her.
Yeah, definitely did. I felt so for
my
as well.
Heart just went out for her.
But death is needed. Wow. Like some people, death is needed, fam.
Yeah.
Like obviously it's not for us to punish say, people.
Yeah.
But when someone dies, there's sometimes you're like, bruv, that person needed to come off
100%,
the earth. 100%. Like that you're fucking abusing and raping your fucking brother.
Yeah.
You need to go, bruv.
So what did the judge do?
She's doing life.
Oh, she's gone.
Nah, he's dog.
She's killed two people.
It's your own kids, but you have to like the law is the law, fam.
Police your house, innit?
I'm so sorry, but
police your house.
She probably don't.
It's my house.
That's not. They're not her kids.
Like you said,
they're not her kids.
Her kids though.
They're not, man. Off After them. They've done that, you can't.
So how come you're allowed to kill a kid? Yeah,
you're not
before
allowed
it's come
to
out
kill
of your
kid.
Belly, i.e., abortion.
Oh, bye.
Fred is on
you
one.
Can't do that.
It's a good chat.
Because they don't see it as a child.
No, but it's a child. You could get. It's a child.
No. But honestly, legally, they don't view it as a child. Like if it's an embryo or zygote, it's not a baby yet. They see it as it doesn't have pain receptors. Yet all this kind of stuff, so they don't see it as it feels.
It depends.
Oh yeah,
everybody has
bleeds.
Different views. Some people don't believe in abortion. Other people do, and I just feel like that's everybody's choice. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You shouldn't make people feel guilty for having abortions.
No, never. I can't say you're right or wrong. I think it's only fucked if everybody isn't on the same page with it.
Yeah,
like as in if the dad isn't on the same page and the girl just went off to go and do it, then that's crazy. Mm. But I don't know. I can't speak for a life that isn't...
But then how important is that, though? If the guy wants the child and the girl doesn't, what's she supposed to do?
Have the child give it to me.
You think it's so easy.
You know what? But
it's
you know
not,
what?
It's not that easy.
You see that right there, yeah? That was like some simple brilliance right there, bro.
Nah, mate.
Because the only reason why she don't want to have the child is because she can't live with the guilt that she don't want to look after the child.
Mm.
But that's not your right. Mm. So why not have the child and let me have it?
Yeah.
That's a very good point. My God, it's simple, you know. Sometimes we overcomplicate stuff.
I promise you, it's not that black and
okay,
white.
Okay, it should be. I'm sorry that you got to go through the 9 months of pregnancy and push a you out. It's gonna a kid out. Hold sorry, that. A child out. It's gonna hurt. But if you don't want to look after it, I'll do it.
Yeah, I'll do it.
I don't mind.
I'll do it. Because I don't want the child to be dead.
That's all right. And if you change your mind in 5 years, man's not going to block you.
Yeah.
Not you personally, but the woman, like, man's not going to block you after however many years you want to come back. That's even the side we was talking about the other day where the boy shagged his mum.
Yeah.
He didn't know it was his mum.
Yeah. He didn't know it was his mum.
Wait, you got to back. You got to fill us in.
Yeah. You have to kind of go back. The guy basically ended up like, one guy had a child or whatever. The child's grown up, gone through work. Meets this woman, likes her. He's like an intern or whatever. They end up having sex. He comes back to his dad like, "Right, I kind of really like this woman at work." Oh, shows a picture.
Oh my gosh!
Do you know what's
comes
like,
back. He says,
"There's a
right,
saying like
mum,
you should
bro.
Find a woman that's like your mum or something."
Yeah,
like
yeah.
That.
And it's
and man literally found his
mum.
Psychology actually says that. Brother. You look for someone like
that's
your mum,
scary.
Or you look for someone like your dad.
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
So that boys, for if you was that guy and ended up in that situation, would you still view that lady as your mum?
Oh yeah,
she's your mum, bro.
No, Sarah, she's your mum.
Are you gonna cut it off, or you gonna?
That's done. That's done. That's dead.
I don't know what I'm gonna do to myself after.
Yeah.
I'm gonna cut her.
That's done. That's dead, bro.
What did you want to hear?
No, because you know, there's
not that blind femme.
Biological, and then there's mum.
No bro. Biological is always biological, fam. Like, you can't have kids with that woman.
Trump's
but she's never had a relationship with you in terms of she's your mum.
Fuck a relationship, bro. She gave birth to me. I was in her. That's never ever going to change.
I'm just asking the question.
Side note, though. Mm-hmm. I found out Vin Diesel's name's not Vin Diesel, bruv. I was pissed off.
What's your name?
Mark Sinclair, bruv.
It's not. It can't be.
Vin Diesel's his stage name.
I'm pissed off. It's like Jamie Foxx.
I'm a name mate Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
Is this like Brock Lesnar?
No, I didn't.
John Cena?
Jamie Foxx name mate Jamie Foxx.
Can we research their names?
Oh, wait. Is John Cena's name really John Cena?
If John Cena's not John Cena,
nah, his name ain't John.
Brock Lesnar. I feel like Cena's not his surname. It's a bit spicy.
Like, how can you name your child Brock, bruv?
No, I'm sorry. The Vin Diesel one shocked me.
No, it's
different.
It's just Brock. Tuck.
Like, God damn it,
no,
Brock.
No, Tuck. People actually name their children Tuck.
Yeah, Tuck's a popular one.
But ain't that like short for Tucker?
No, yeah. DJ Khaled's son is Asad Tuck.
Tuck what?
Just Tuck.
I have had enough of celebrities.
Yeah, this is Jamie Foxx's name is Eric Marlon Bishop.
Oh, what the hell?
No, but obviously, how did he get whatever you hear, you're always gonna say what the hell because it's not Jamie Foxx.
Bam. When I
no, but like, if it, it
I
was like
I was searching
Jameson Foxell, that makes sense. Sure, Jamie Foxx.
I was searching fucking Vin Diesel.
James Foxell, bro.
Jameson Foxell.
This nigga's name is not Vin Diesel. I thought his name was
with my whole chest.
They really did get us with that.
No, that's
life
bad.
Life is a
though.
Lie, bruv. I am pissed off about
it,
that.
He boyed it though.
I'm vexed about that.
He boyed it. It's like I'm saying Jet Li's name's not Jet Li.
Yeah.
What's Jackie Chan's name? Like, if his name's not Jackie Chan, bro.
I don't know.
But it's like, it's basically like if man makes it now and then someone's like, wait, his name really isn't Temi Alchemy. It's like, of course it fucking wasn't, bruv.
No, but you don't know that.
Don't let them find out.
It's like Cardi B. People are shocked that her name is not Cardi.
How the fuck
Bacardi.
Can you be shocked her name isn't Cardi B, bro?
Why
what
not?
Name is that,
it's
bro?
True. Like, I thought her name was
Bacardi.
What? I thought her name was Bacardi. Honestly. Like, honestly,
jokes,
I thought her name was Bacardi.
Aside, I thought her
we
name was Bacardi.
Look at celebrities too
and
much.
And I thought her sister's name.
I just thought her Hennessy. I just thought their parents were mad, honestly. I thought her mum was a bit mad.
That nowadays. I thought it was Bacardi, Hennessy, and they're Latino. It made sense.
Yeah. To this day, Nigerians have the best, or not even Nigerians.
I love it.
Africans.
No, Nigerians.
No, I'm going to say
Nigerians.
When you say Africans, you start getting some wild culture.
Exactly.
We got meaning to our name. There's a reason why your name is this.
Exactly.
It means that someone gave that name to you. All that kind of stuff, bruv.
Yeah.
Manhood name Sir Carter. How?
No,
that's a man.
No, but Sir.
Man's first name is Sir.
And Rumi. So when you're calling your daughter or your son, you're like, Sir, come.
Yeah,
Sir, come.
I don't know if there's some psychology behind it.
No, they're
like
they're
maybe
screwed.
It's like I want every time someone that calls you for
they're
them
screwed.
To almost be obeying you or looking at you. I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised.
Rumi. Okay, Rumi.
I don't know.
Rumi.
Yeah. Rumi is calm. It's actually not bad.
Rumi.
Rumi's not bad.
Rumi. What
do you mean?
Rumi
Lola.
Rumi Lola. That's fine.
Rumi Lola. Rumi Dayo.
So they're twins, innit?
Yeah.
And one of them is Sir.
And one of them is Rumi.
Fam, so your roomie is going to be looking at sir all the time. Like, how comes he's you're not the sir? Like, why is he the sir? Like,
fam,
how are you? The and then you've got blue. So you've got roomie, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Sir, blue,
yeah.
And blue.
Asad is probably the only one with like a normal name.
Yeah, because yeah,
you've got North, West. You've yeah. got.
What do you think of culture?
Saint.
Saint.
Yeah. Culture has been born recently.
Culture yeah. with a K. Oh, yeah, as
culture
well.
With
like,
a K.
What
oh.
do you think of that name?
Ah, brother. You know, it's you. I'm not going to say your child
I feel like black
a
people
name.
Just. They're chill. Your children are not like a product. They're not like a just a.
A product.
A product. Yeah.
They're not like seeing their children as like brands.
Yeah. What is that?
Like, yeah, this is going to be great for a brand.
Yeah. That's
like you'll have a line in Adidas, bro.
Man, Adidon. Is that what Drake really and named that, his son?
I don't know. I don't
what's,
know.
What's Drake's child's name?
Adidon.
Adidon. What's his name? My bed.
No. It's not my bed. Like, that no, was just a rumor.
No, it wasn't a rumor. It wasn't.
No,
his middle name is my bed.
Sorry.
No.
Is it a son? Or has he had a son? Son.
He had a son.
What's this? What's the name?
Adidon.
Adidon my bed Graham.
I bet that's not even.
I don't understand where the my bed came from though. Like, that's just so random. Like, yeah. I'm sorry.
My bed. My bed.
Fam, they could be lying. Like, it's very simple. Look, Vin Diesel lied to us our whole life.
It's true.
Yeah, he did. They could be lying, bro.
He's a what other names liar. Is there's Peaches, Geldof, Peaches.
Who the
Peaches,
hell is that?
Bob Geldof's daughter.
See, they're Peaches. Doing what? They're trolling,
Peaches
bro.
Is
they're
not
trolling
even
us.
Too bad.
Because they know whatever they say, we'll believe. That's why I don't follow celebrities live, because I'm like, bruv, I don't know what the fuck you're saying this for. You could just be saying it because a movie's coming out. Or, oh, I don't know, I'm having this new line with Adidas. Fuck it, let's call him a Adidon for a few months. You can change your name, you know.
Adidon.
Maybe you could change your name, bruv. I don't know, man. I'm not fucking watch these celebrities on.
I'm going like, name my kids normal names, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I can't.
Bruv.
Oh, what's normal African. Names, though, nowadays?
Just normal.
Junior.
Yeah. Oh, I hate
junior.
You.
You're
Nigerian,
getting
Yoruba names, but that's
God
not going to be their
have
first
son,
names.
Someone's getting this junior, bruv. Somebody is getting this junior. You're going to carry my name, bruv.
You can, at least it's unisex, so regardless.
Are you
going to
do double barrel names, or you're just going to take your man's name?
I like names like Cameron.
She didn't even answer.
Cameron.
She just was in Cameron.
Sarah, what are you talking about? That's the names I like. It's a nice
said, I'm
name.
Like names like
Cameron.
Like Cameron.
Zane.
Sarah, why do you like Cameron?
Cameron, Zane, because I like
what
Cam.
What does it mean?
Why do you like Cameron?
Cameron of a K.
Some of you guys are selfish, man.
Cameron of
do you know
a
Cameron?
You guys are selfish,
Cameron
bro.
Cameron
with a K.
With a K.
Zane.
Cameron, selfish. Cameron your, with a K. Your son or daughter has to walk around with that name, and they're only walking around with a name because you just like the way
it's
said.
What about Zane? Zane?
Because Zane is a lovely name.
You know what you can never let happen? Your girl can never name your son.
Why?
Because she might name him something that ex is
there's loads of names in the world.
I would never. That's a violation.
No, do you know why?
That's a violation.
Exactly.
No,
that's what I can admit. That's a major trust issue he just displayed right
now. Oh, wow.
That was mad, bro. How can you say because she named this? It could be an ex.
Girls have done it before. Girls have told me stories.
What?
That her friend named the youth so that when he's chatting shit, oh, I named him this because I thought,
wow, what a cunt. What a cunt, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Shiro's story got open your eyes and shit. And then when a girl tell you something, you start
thinking,
don't
stop with this, Shiro.
You start thinking, will she do this to me? Like, you know, I'm naming him, I'm not having it.
No, if you're going to do that for a child, you're just bad, man. You're just
girls
wicked.
Are, you girls are wicked, bro.
What other names? What names do you like?
Wicked.
Wicked. You girls are wicked.
I mean, what names do you like for a boy?
I like, for a boy, I like Aiden.
What does it mean, bro?
I don't know.
Tell me what's the meaning,
fam.
What
does it have
to
have a meaning?
No, it
has to have
a meaning.
I don't think
meaning.
You should place a meaning on your child before your child's here. Like,
no,
let your
bro.
Child grow into what
give
they're supposed
to be.
No, I'm going
to
speak
bro.
Good things onto my child's
exactly.
life before.
Yeah, they will grow into that, but their it's name important. Doesn't have to
no, they will. No, their Nigerian names will make sense. I'm sorry.
What, my name means God has brought me joy.
Yeah, you could grow
into
that. My name
means
your child, but their
name
doesn't have to be.
I'm happy with that.
Just because she got Sarah, that's why.
That's not, a
mother of all nations. You go, girl. Yeah.
Is that what it means?
Yes, Abraham's wife, Sarah.
I like Abraham.
No, that's who Sarah was. What does Sarah mean,
bro? Mother of all nations.
Does it?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that.
English Sarah.
English Sarah.
English.
Yeah, right, bro.
Biblical.
Sarah.
Hunting.
She didn't have a chapter in the Bible.
Yes, she did.
Show me her chapter. Does she have a chapter?
She's in Genesis.
No. In Genesis. Does Sarah have a chapter in the Bible?
No,
in terms of a book.
Name. Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Oh, no. But she's in Genesis.
You know it is because she's thinking chapter. What do you mean
she's
chapter?
She's still biblical. She doesn't mean that.
Yeah, okay, she's biblical.
Yeah, no, Sarah's in the Bible, definitely.
Someone's getting junior. Now, I don't mind my wife naming my daughter. I don't mind that. You can have that, bro. Let me get the boy, bro.
Nevaeh's nice.
I don't know what it means.
Too common,
I've heard it,
man.
I've heard it now.
It's
yeah.
heaven backwards.
I know.
I like Nia.
Oh, is it?
I like Nia. Yeah,
well, so why do you want the backwards
Maya,
of heaven, bruv?
I don't know. I like Olivia. Backwards? That's
why
my daughter's name.
Heaven.
Olivia.
Yeah.
Nice.
Why not call
she sounds like
why
a
not
smart
your
girl.
Chest? Why not call your child heaven?
Because Nevaeh's nice. No.
No. Everyone calls their daughter well between the years of like 2007 to 2009, everyone's Nevaeh. Calling their daughter Nevaeh.
I like
Nia.
I'm not
angry, innit? It's your child, innit? I'm not angry.
I like Olivia, so no one should steal that name because I'd be very angry.
I like Max.
You know
Maximilian.
What? I just pray our children.
I like
come
that.
Out good,
I love Max.
I like that.
That.
I like Max.
I just
like
pray
that.
Your child comes out good. You can name it the best name ever, and your child could be a wanker, bro.
Not my child.
Honestly,
you guys are doing this whole. What does it mean? What
like
does it mean?
Your
what
child could
mean?
Be a like your child could be. Look, she might have named her child our God's glory, and the child is raping his brother.
God forbid.
God forbid. But fam, a name means nothing, innit? But I'll try, innit? Like we pray, innit? Spag Nation over there. Spag Nation,
man was also thinking, yeah, because I was watching something. What was I watching? I don't know, Friends or something. If you was trapped on an island, yeah, with one person you'd like to be trapped with, what website would you like to have access to? One website only. And what show? One TV show. So one website,
Spag
one
Nation.
TV show, and one person.
Spag Nation.
My website would be Netflix, so that just cancels the one TV show because I've got, do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Netflix.
Right.
My one show.
So you don't want to know no gossip going back on in the world and that? Nope. You just want Netflix?
Nah,
yeah,
I'm
fuck
all right.
The gossip. Man's already away.
Right.
I'm trapped. I don't want to know
Netflix
what's going
is good enough for me.
You all want to see what drama you're missing out on?
Nope.
Like,
nope.
Scot free.
What about Google? Can I have Google? And then I can
that's a website,
anything.
You know.
That's
ooh, okay.
You know the smart people can, when they
yeah.
say you got three wishes, they say I want
three more wishes.
three more wishes.
So wait, you said Spag Nation. What would Spag Nation be?
The website.
Oh, there's a website.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can still pray in that, yeah.
The message.
So when they stop uploading, yeah. That's it. You got the same scripture from last week, and that's
I'm
it.
Pissed,
same.
Basically.
Fair enough.
But they won't stop uploading. They won't. So then maybe Google's a good shout.
Yeah,
Google's definitely.
No. I said what?
So you got a person. And a TV show.
A person that I'd love to be trapped with. Hopefully I'll be married and it will be my husband.
Yeah.
That'll be lit.
For
yeah.
Love yeah, interest. Yeah,
yeah. No, not just
even for
that.
Just for companionship, really.
I'd have thought of like my being trapped with my dad, it would be lit for 2 days. But after that, I'll be like,
you're dead.
Get the fuck out of here, bro.
Nah, mate.
It would be lit, bro. But that's too funny.
Well, I wouldn't even mind being with my mum, you know.
No, you got to go somewhere with the same age as you. Men's trying to be there for like 40 years.
Much as
okay,
so not my mum then.
Just be there on your own.
It's true. At some point, he's going to go, bro. It's true.
Yeah,
it'll be my partner.
Yeah, definitely partner.
What show?
The show. Oh, fuck. But it's going to end, bruv. Like,
yeah. Gossip Girls. Okay, say if it's one
Gossip
show that
Girls.
Will end, but you have to continually watch it over
Gossip
again.
Girls.
That's the only show
I think,
you Gossip access Girls.
I think I
it's
going to
be
an old school thing. I think for me, it could be Friends.
Yeah, you
I
can never get
Friends.
Bored. Yeah, you can never get kind of bored.
Gossip
of
Girls.
Or My Wife and Kids, something like that.
Yeah,
that
it would either be Fresh Prince or My Wife and Kids.
Maybe
yeah.
Fresh Prince.
Yeah, they're
as
actually
well.
Good.
Yeah.
They're good shows.
Something like that.
Something that's with like 6-7 seasons.
Yeah, yeah,
Gossip
bro.
Girls.
20
bro.
Episodes a season.
Go back. Gossip Girls. What's Gossip Girls?
No, you guys need to watch it. It is, oh my God. Hold on, wait. Have you watched it, Sarah? So you don't really have an opinion. You can't have an opinion. It's good. It's really, really good. That it'll take you like 5 months.
It just sounds like something on ETV.
I promise you, it is worth the watch.
Girls watch shit TV.
No, that's a lie.
Listen, from a director's creator's point of view, I watch sick TV.
I watch good programs.
Everything. I watch everything. I watch anything from wrestling to like literally to like documentaries to like movies and then to like general like Netflix stuff like. For example, I watch Stranger Things and people would not like that.
I like Stranger Things.
I thought bare people like Stranger Things.
Yeah, everyone I meet likes it.
I don't watch I don't watch shit TV, bruv. All this reality shit.
I don't watch Ratchet TV. I don't watch Ratchet TV.
Ratchet TV is horrible.
I don't watch it at all.
Do you watch Love Island?
No, I don't.
I've never
watched
an episode.
Bruh, this is the first time I've been in the room and there's only one person that watches Love Island.
No, I don't watch it.
I trust you.
Fucking one over here,
bruv. I trust you.
I don't down people that watch it, but like.
No, it sounds good, but I just don't have the time.
No, it's so staged though. I never watched last year's one, so I watched this year's one.
Mm-mm-mm.
But everyone's saying it's not as good. I'm thinking it's just bare stage shit. Like, yeah, go sit over here and talk about.
Yeah, I see something where they said, "Oh, look, like the kiss."
that you can tell they kissed twice because from one angle, someone was getting up, then another angle, the person hadn't got up yet, or some shit like that.
Yeah, I'm not on it.
I can't watch all of this shit.
Of course, it's going to be staged though. They're trying to make interesting TV, and life is not just that interesting.
I like long seasons of like shows.
Yeah.
Like long seasons.
You know what? Does your partner's taste in TV matter?
Nah.
It doesn't.
No, it does.
I think it kind of does.
No,
you know?
Not really.
It's not like a game breaker, but it's kind of mad. Like when you actually want to like watch something and
she's together.
Just, yeah,
but that's the thing that like, I don't really like watching things because then I have to wait until he's ready to watch episodes, and I don't like to wait for people. I just want to watch my episode.
But man can watch it twice, you know.
Yeah.
Nah, not
if
me.
We like the same thing, but I don't think it's a major.
Nah, you should be able to watch the same shit, man.
Nah, especially if it's a series. Nah, I'm not watching episodes again.
Yeah, series
wait till
gets
there.
Like.
No, why am I waiting?
I'm just gonna be there in 10 minutes.
But I'm free now. I'm free now. I need to watch it now.
Just wait.
10 minutes. Dammy. If it's 10 minutes with food, if you're coming, if 10 minutes with food,
and that's why you're late, then that's different. You need to come with an incentive. I'm not just going to wait for you.
It's 6:30. Wait.
Nah, mate.
Relax.
Come in. Sorry. I'm in a rush. I'm actually in a rush.
Been itching all day at work.
I've
get
been
home
itching to watch it.
Kicking off the trainers, putting on the slippers. Just wait. I'm coming. Like,
you didn't tell me you finished work.
Nah,
coming,
I started watching it on my break. I'm sorry. I started in my break.
Fred is pissing me off.
I'm coming.
Because he's making it sound like we sound chilly. Like,
we're actually not.
It's Tuesday. I'm coming.
No.
I'm in the country. Wait, I'm in the country.
I cannot.
Just wait.
Actually, I'm so glad that we hold the same view on this, Sarah, because I can't. I'm not a waiter. I cannot
watch it. I'm gonna watch it, bro.
I'm watching it now. Right now, I'm gonna watch it.
Sometimes chill, bro.
No.
Sometimes chill. A man can't do it. A girl can do it. A girl can definitely just watch something about you and say, yeah, I've watched it already. You're fine, bro. If you do it, oh, it's mad.
No, I wouldn't mind.
It's mad.
I wouldn't mind.
They'll go and watch it on their own.
They're pissed off.
They won't even enjoy it.
Bro, what was I going to even say? I was going to actually ask you something as well, Fred. Oh, no. Fred stepped out.
Can we get a time check?
Can we get a time check?
It's 3:17.
Time check. We are saying. Hey, Fred, quick one, yeah? Sat in, bro. Mum was at work, yeah? And I said, everyone has definitely wore their mum's heels at some point to go to the bin chamber, innit? And then there was like, what do you mean, like what, like cross-dressing? I was like, no, bro. Your mum's heels to go to the bin chamber.
Thinking about it now, it's cross-dressing, bro.
It's cross-dressing. No, it's not.
Because because obviously the way I said it, yeah, it was bad. Obviously they were talking about dressing up. And I was like, everyone here has cross-dressed. And then they were like, whoa, what do you mean? I was like, fam, you definitely wore your mum's heels or fucking...
Or slippers
to go to the
and you don't
chamber.
Put it all the way on your foot, like you hold the back up.
You're stamping on the back, fucking up the lever and that.
Oh, everyone's got one of those.
But what's mad is that they come back and they was like, bin chamber. And that's when I was like, wait, hold on, am I broke or something?
No.
I was like, fam, I could show you my key, bro. Upbringing's magic.
Some people live different.
I was like, you are experienced struggle, cuz. What the fuck?
Man is still bucket bathing. What do you mean, man?
Niggas
have got showers. I have a makeshift shower.
I've always prayed, let me find a girl that is as reliable as the fucking bowl and bucket. The bucket and bowl, bro. That will never, you know, you can never fail with that.
No,
all I need is a kettle.
Do you know what's so mad?
All I need is a kettle.
Do you know what's so mad? I have a shower in my house.
Yeah.
And a bucket, but I use the bucket.
See, I've had a shower before. The shower's parked off, but it has been unreliable,
man. The bowl and the shower.
And sometimes you get a little tropical little bowl in there.
My.
And now I've got a transparent thing. I'm older.
Clear
thing. Woman had a little blue thing.
I've always had tie-dye things. No, I've always had clear settings.
Still a tie-dye thing.
What, the big bucket or the
I've had a big bucket clear and then the small plastic's been clear.
Yeah. I see man got the blue jets. These times the bowl is actually dirty.
I cannot.
How do you not do it though? How do you not do it? Like she
bucket and bowl, do you leave the water running into it, mixed in up continuously?
Yeah. No.
Or do you switch it off?
I mix it. I'm a mixer.
You have to get the hot first and the cold after.
The cold on top, the cold has to always come on top.
You have to let it run so the cold can go through it.
Time wasters. It's hot first. I can't do the mixing thing.
How many years have you been having a bucket bath? You should know the ratio.
The ratio is important, bro.
The cold has to be on top.
Nowadays it's hot, so the cold goes on top from early. From three quarters
because,
cold.
Because
bro.
Heat rises.
Yeah, bro.
If you mix it, you'll mess it up. You have to start again. Pour out the water, start again.
You have to pour it out, Demi. You wake up early.
It's mad. Fam, culture's mad, bro.
Do you know how expensive that one bucket of water is?
Bro, it's mad.
Pouring it out.
I'm sorry, I'm experienced. I know how to do it.
Air as well. If it's overflowing,
because you know you can hear the water gushing over. Fam, knock off the tap, bro. Someone's running the water.
You guys are terrible.
Could you imagine like a white person at your house and he's just hearing the fucking bath is going? He goes in and he sees a fucking full bucket. He's thinking, wasn't you running the bath?
No, do you know when people stay around? When people stay around, I'm like, disclaimer. I'm like, you can either use the shower or you can use the bucket.
It's true. And then I'm like, sometimes if you turn the hot too much, you have to get the cold.
Oh shit!
You have to balance the shit.
Oh my god, it's so reliable. Man, it's never failed me. A shower's failed me so many times.
No, the worst is when I had my old boiler and he had to switch on the hot water. I'd be like, can I just jump in the shower? Oh, sorry, got to give it 15.
Yeah. you got to wait, bro.
No, but I've still got that, though.
Is it?
Am I living in poverty?
No, you're not living in poverty.
You got to
all
like that, because mine's not.
No, mine's hot anytime. Mine's got hot water on tap, bro. Mine just turned on tap, it's hot. Instant, bro.
No, we get hot water, but if you want, like, consistently hot water, you need to put the boiler on.
Who doesn't want consistent?
No, because you don't always need it. You might just need it a little bit here and a little bit there.
5 minutes of hot water.
I don't know, man.
After that, we have to negotiate, man.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, we have to talk about it.
Turn the cold down a little bit.
Put the boiler on, mate.
Shit. No, you got time in the morning. The bath's overflowing because I'm trying to pick the right song.
I don't do that anymore. I like to think. Man needs a young Afro beats.
I don't want to get in at the beginning of the song.
Yeah.
I have to get in at a certain point, so I know that.
No, that's mad. I have to be so well into a lather. I can't. Girls are still doing bucket bath. I love that. That's great, because sometimes I'm always worried, like, when someone comes to the house and they go into the bathroom,
I'm thinking,
this might be a bit mad.
What's mad is you have to draw the shower curtain. So they don't see the You have to just keep this curtain shut. You have to draw the curtain, bruv. That has actually happened this week at work.
Like, and then even, I think there was one time where I was doing like a state agency and someone said, oh yeah, like you just leave like the clothes out in the garden. And I was like, fam, I actually can't relate to that, bruv. Like, certain people actually got huge gardens, like...
On the washing line.
Like, a little line in the balcony, bruv.
Oh, yeah, but it's the same thing, innit? Just garden. Yeah.
But they talk about garden. I'm like, yeah, we've got ours in the garden
and the big...
A different life, fam.
Yeah, we got that as well.
Different life. Where do you live? Like, area wise.
Morden.
Oh, you definitely got a garden. Yourself? Yeah, my garden. I live in a hot water, ain't even on tap. I had to restrict myself from drinking. Whose room is the boiler in someone's room as well?
Yeah, it's actually mine.
It's in yours. Everyone has to come into your room in the morning. So we're saying if you're angry with the rest of the house,
no one ain't getting hot water. I've done that before.
The boiler's in my room. The boiler's ready, bruv. But the switch is in the kitchen, so it's fine.
But I've got the main switch, so I can switch it off while he's in there. Fuck him, bro.
Fuck you, bro. Getting cold water today. Oh, shit.
In there banging rap music, bro.
Oh, yeah, my little brother, word for word.
Now, this is the problem, though, because men are having showers to some hard music.
Oh, yeah, so does my little brother.
My bridge is listening to, like, Styles P, and I'm like, bro, really naked.
My little brother's ex, what's it, Tenacious.
Tenacious!
Tenacious! Jesus!
Is it Tentacion? I don't know.
He's dead. He's died. But she said SS the nation.
Tentacion. Because I've never known. Extension. Extension. I've never known. Like all of that. Like, you know that kind of like Lil Uzi. He like listens to all of that. Word for word in the bar.
All my friends are dead.
You gotta sing something where the acoustics come out fantastic. That's what he good shower music.
You wanna hustle. You wanna feel like, yeah, I'm going to work. I'm gonna get it. Or this dickhead manager, I'm gonna get on to him. You wanna feel like that? I'm gonna listen.
A man won't go to work happy. Afro beats.
Yeah, fam. Trust.
No, no music.
Shit. I don't listen to any
peaceful
music
in the morning, so you can just hear.
No music in the morning.
Because my days are always so hectic. Nice. I just need quiet.
Yeah, quiet in the
I need silence.
Even me, when I sleep, I have to play like meditation music.
Oh no!
What, you have to play
I've been doing that as of recent.
And
actually,
sheesh.
I've been doing that as of recent. No,
I say
sheesh. Sheesh.
Sheesh. Could you do it?
What?
I right, go around the room right now, bro.
Do what?
Okay, you start it.
Go on.
Oh, go on.
See, what the hell are we doing?
I sell seashells down by the seashore. Something like that. How's it go?
I sell I sell seashells at the seashore.
I sell seashells.
What is it? I sell seashells at the seashore.
Yeah. Hey!
Yeah, but you've done some rap thing. I sell seashells at the seashore.
I'm trying to say, what is it?
Tic-tac-toe.
Yeah,
tic-tac-toe.
There you go. Hold on, why did we miss you?
Am I right? Are we forgetting
another? I sell seashells at the seashore.
Was that it?
Yeah, cuz, man. Done. You heard it three times.
I sell seashells at the seashore.
Jesus is
love.
So there's only one person lacking. Look at you. You got to pray this Sunday, you know. Lacking. I pray you can say it. Oh, shit. You guys got any socials before we get out of
there? No, there's an event that we need to promote.
Oh, yeah. Everything. Yeah. Let's do this.
So I'm having an event. It's called Creative 101. Let's talk and chill. It's a networking event for creatives. Anyone in TV, film, radio, fashion, the blogging industry. It's the perfect event for you. It's coming up on the 24th of August.
Okay.
Tickets are on sale at Eventbrite or on Eventbrite.
Cool.
Just type in Creative 101 and it should come up. But yeah, it's going to be an interesting night. I've done something different with it though. So it's network speed dating. So when you come in on entry, you're going to get a card. And on that card, you'll have a number. And it'll be announced like during the night, if you're number one or number two, take your seat here.
Yeah.
This is someone new that you're going to meet with, but you have to do challenges as you're sitting down. So you have 10 minutes, you have to take a selfie with them, follow each other on social media and connect and network.
I like that.
Yeah, it's going to be like little challenges like the Kiki challenge.
You're going to make man dance.
People got to do the Kiki challenge. If you want to get involved, you'll get a prize
okay.
for that. Most creative nails, most creative hair, and most creative trainers.
Hey!
So it's
come on your A game.
That's two categories creative. For women, bro.
Okay.
Yeah, isn't it? I was going to say, what? Okay. Can
but
a man
Kiki,
win it or something?
Kiki challenge, boys can show up, and most creative trainers, or shoes, or footwear, boys can show up as well.
I think outfit as well, though.
Okay. Because dress code is all things creative. So I might even have pink hair on the day. Like it's literally anything creative, and it's just bringing creatives together. Cool. Don't think we have that much events and stuff, so yes.
I like it. What area is it in?
It's gonna be in Bellum Exhibit. Okay. An amazing space is really cute, and yeah, I'm just gonna have fun. I've got the venue until like from like 5 p.m until 2 a.m so
who's the host on the night?
Dami,
it's me.
I'm hosting. It's my first time ever hosting, so I'm actually a little bit nervous, but you know what? I'm going to have lots of Sambuca for the night, so it should all be going.
Make sure you're on time, you know. Well, turn that hot water on from early.
No, you guys are not. No,
turn
not,
it on from early, bro.
No, do you know what? I'm not having this hot water jokes. I'm not having it.
Just to clarify, Dami has got hot water.
Thank you.
I've stayed right now.
You stayed at my house many times.
It's just not on demand.
Is it cold or is it hot?
It's hot.
Is the bathroom not steamy when you're done?
Yes.
Please tell them. Thank you very much. Thanks. But yeah, no. I'm going to be hosting. I'm going to be drunk because, well, not completely drunk, just like a little bit tipsy.
Merry.
Because I don't feel like nervous. Yeah. But you guys give me tips. Like, you
on
know,
shoulder.
Got
give
you
me
still.
Tips. There's also a guest panelist. So we've got a few speakers, but they're quite big in that industry. So one girl, her name's Chanel, she's modeled for Vogue numerous times.
Okay.
And she's like so lit. She's a creative. She's done so much things with BBC and like really big mags. So yeah, she's going to be there speaking about her journey. There's another pair they have a fashion clothing line called RAF London.
Okay.
And yeah, they're urban clothing line. And there's another girl called Kishi. She works in the BBC. She's been on really like big sets for like loads of programs we watch and stuff. So it's a variety of people, and it'll be good to really hear and see what they have to say.
Sick. Yeah. Should be a good night.
Kishi, 24th of August, yeah?
24th of
Friday,
August.
What day is that? Friday?
Friday night. Okay. So everyone can stay out late. Saturday, you've got it free.
And you got bar, yeah? Yeah. So I can get a bit bubbly.
There's a bar.
Yeah,
I
can get bubbly.
Social medias?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, wait, before we do this, can I just say one funny story that I remembered when I just said Sambuca? It's what? About Fred. Me? So basically, yeah.
Yes,
no,
I got time. I got time.
It's not that hilarious. Like, it was just so funny. So basically, on my 21st birthday, because I really like Sambuca, I told everyone to like bring drinks in it.
I remember this.
Bring loads of Sambuca. Fred was absolutely drunk.
Yeah.
So you know how like Smirnoff bottles, it's like clear, but the writing is red.
Yeah.
But Sambuca is like clear, but the writing is blue.
Yeah.
So that's the original bottles. So someone had bought me a Sambuca bottle that was clear with the writing red. So I think Fred thought it was vodka. So I was watching Fred in my kitchen. I was watching him.
I think that's what he's thinking.
No. He definitely thought it was vodka. I was watching him. I was just watching everything he was doing. So I was thinking this boy's about to mess up. He's already drunk. So I think he poured Coke in a cup. And I'm watching him. He did half. I was watching him. Then he grabbed the bottle of Sambuca. He didn't even... Like, you know, Sambuca's a little bit thick. It doesn't come up funny.
Yeah,
like,
it's a bit syrupy.
So, you know, like, when he's pouring it, I'm just thinking, I'm sure he's noticed by now. But I just thought, do you know what? Better. Obviously, Fred's he's a bit older. Maybe he's hardcore. This is what he does. You know? He knows how to do this. He drinks Coke and Sambuca. I don't know if that's a thing. So Fred is pouring the Sambuca, and I'm just looking in disbelief. I just think,
Jesus.
Oh my God, like, does he know what he's doing? And he's pouring with his chest. So it's like, the ratio
you know you're
like,
laughing in that.
Honestly, he's
having
happy.
A good time in
the
that.
Ratio of Sambuca to Coke is like 1-1. So it's having a strong.
Any
and I'm looking at,
you.
I'm looking at Fred, I'm just thinking, what you're finished. You're so finished. He's brought it up to his nose. I'm thinking, okay, now he's going to notice. Because, you know, Sambuca's got a strong smell. He still hasn't noticed. And Fred, he drinks it. What the fuck is that?
You fucking idiot, bro.
I dropped. I was like,
so
she
watched me
doing?
The whole time. She's just watching
time.
Me.
No, because I just thought. Anyway, bro,
just standing at the door.
This is something new. Like, I've never seen this before. I've never seen this mix. Like, Fred is obviously like an alcohol connoisseur. This is different.
No, Fred is a different dog.
Oh my God, I was dying that day. I couldn't believe it.
Have you seen the video of you him flat out, like planking?
That's it, his house.
He's planked on the floor, like he's finished.
Out cold all night.
That was hilarious, man.
Oh, I helped you tidy up that night, though.
No, Fred stayed at my house till 6 a.m.
Yeah. I think I've heard about that.
Man's stuff. A good shoot.
No, he's a good
that
friend.
That is jokes. He oh, tried. Social, sorry. You say where we can find the event.
Creative1_01 on Instagram. If you type in Creative1, it should come up first. That's on Instagram. Eventbrite, Creative101, Let's Talk and Chill. And my social media platforms, I'm mainly on Instagram, to be honest.
Yeah.
S-A-Z.
S-A-S.
Man, doing up seashores, bro.
Wait, what did you say, Z or Z?
Ez.
Yes.
She said Ez. I say Zed.
It depends, bruv.
Z is so
it depends on the mood I'm in, honestly. I can say
Z, bruv.
S-A-Z. Naught
or zero?
Zero, bruv. What's like naught, please? Zero.
When I'm taking a piss, like, on the phone, like, 0, 7, 9.
You're dumb.
Yeah, Instagram, Saz Bakari. So S-A-Z-B-A-K-A-R-E.
And
that's it. I'm just on Instagram. I like to take pictures and selfies for your viewing pleasure.
Yeah.
So it's DEE_OPALPLEYE. So Opal.
You might have an issue spelling your name.
I know,
bro.
I don't know.
Like
why.
You're confusing me, bro.
I
don't like
just to be true.
Well, anyway,
that's
I'm on Instagram. Or just type in Glam Dam on Insta and you find me.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Nice. Any plugs for us?
We're going to be on a panel with Mr. Legacy in August. We'll put the details in the bio.
Yeah.
What else are we going to be on?
Um,
Mixtape Madness, and we're going to be on, is it Foreigns?
Yes, yes, yes. That's coming, what, September?
Yeah, September.
Yeah, we'll put all the stuff in the description. No problem.
Yeah.
You know the fucking
theory. Are you
going
to be at the event, though, is the real question.
Yeah, that's the real question. Yeah,
I just need to know, like, are you guys going to be there?
Yeah. Well, man, I'll lock off the panel, bro.
I sent it to you.
You shouldn't come in to stand there. You better pull up a seat for me.
You know what?
My walking event. Where's my seat, bro? Or the panel? Where's the seat?
Even when you're networking.
Nah, bro.
Don't be horrible to people.
Be nice.
Speak to little children,
Fred, be nice. Don't try and move to any girls.
What?
We're going to be in a relationship. It's business purposes.
Wait, why can't he move to girls if he wants to? Do what thou wilt, bro.
No, Fred's in a relationship. He can't do that.
Oh. Anyone, though.
Anyone what?
What? Man will move to someone that's got a good career, bruv. What? Why not?
Oh, okay. Yeah, to network.
Man, speed dating what?
No, you just think it's just about. But they're talking about relationship.
Oh, fair enough.
No, definitely network is good.
Yeah, network is good.
Yeah, Mel network. Cool. Then Mel asked for a date. I'm joking. You know the theory, bro.
Thanks for having us, though, guys. Obviously.
Hello, doctor. And I run it.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.